going to talk about a little-known halacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch, mostly because it's the sefer I had on the plane with me this morning. So this is what I was reading about in Rav Nissim Karelitz's sefer on called Chut Shani, the third chelik in Hilchos Shabbos. He talks about the halacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Ches Seif Dalid in Orach Chaim about a kli shemalachto le heter. See, everyone knows about a kli shemalachta le'isser, but kli shemalachta le'heter, it has to be that there's no isser whatsoever of being metal. What's a kli shemalachta le'heter? A fork, a chair, a plate. These are kelim that you use that you're allowed to use. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Ches Seif Dalid, kli shemalachta le'heter, mutter le'taltalo, you're allowed to be metaltal, even if it's not l'tzorech kufo or l'tzorech mekomo. However, here's the trick. Aval shalo l'tzorech klal, asal l'taltalo. If there's no need whatsoever, there's absolutely no benefit in being metalto, the kli, and moving the kli, it is usher to be metalto. Where does this come from? It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufchav Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Abraisa, Barishona, Yomrim, Shlosha Kelim, Nitalim, Beshabbos. Originally, they would say that there are three Kelim that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, and it identifies the three Kelim. One of them is a table knife. Hitiru, Vechazru, Vitiru, Vechazru, Vitiru, Achamru, Kala Kelim, Nitalim, Beshabbos. And then they were matir more and more things beyond just these three, and they were matir everything except for those things that are specifically le'isr. The Gemara is a machlokas. What does it mean they were matir? Abaye holds that it means that they were matir klisha melachta laheter l'tzorach kufo l'tzorach mekomo only. But mechama l'tzel would be usr. To move it from the sun to the shade would be usr. Rava, who we paskin like, obviously, because this is not one of the Yal Kigam, says that a kli shemlachta l'hetter, they were matir, even mechama l'tzel, even to move from the sun to the shade. So the Rif and the Rush paskin like Rava, the Rambam paskins like Rava as well. And therefore the Rambam writes in Perchaveh v'lchus Shabbos halacha alfin beis, any kli shemlachta l'heter, no matter what it's made out of, eitz, even cheres, mateches, you're allowed to be metaltal on Shabbos, whether it's bishvil atzmo shel kli, whether it's l'tzorach mekomo, l'tzorach kufo, and the Rambam gives examples. Keitzad metaltal esakar shaleit lechol ba oleishiv b'mekoma o kedesh lo tiganev v'zehu bishvil atzma, that you're allowed to move a kli because you want to eat from that kli, you want to sit where it is. Or you're moving it to protect it from the rain, from the sun, so that it shouldn't get destroyed. That is mutter because this is a kli shemalachta leheter. Now, the kelim that the Gemara identifies, the gimel kelim that the Gemara identifies as having always been mutter, even before they were matter all these things, sounds from the sugya that there was never any iser whatsoever with those three kelim, and that you're allowed, those three you're allowed to move even when there's no tzorach at all. In fact, the Shulta Giborim is quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat L'chav Gimel, in Siman Shin Ches, that kosos, ka'aros, slochios, sakin, all the table kalim that you're always using don't have a Torah's mukta at all. They have a din like food. It's not even a klei shemlachta leheter. It's completely, completely mutter, even when there's no tzarech at all. However, the Rambam Shita sounds that these three kalim are no different than any other kalim shemlachta leheter, because the Rambam never identifies three kalim as being different than anything else. And therefore, the Rambam holds that all the table kalim, all the forks and the knives and the spoons, all of those things have the same status of a kli shemalachta leheter, and therefore they can all only be, you can only be metal to them when there is some sort of tzorech for them. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like, that a kli shemalachta leheter is only when there's some sort of tzorech for them. So what you essentially have is you have machlokas rishonim, whether these three kelim are you're allowed to be metaltal even when there's no tzorech at all, but other kelim shemalachta leheter, everyone agrees, you're only allowed to be metaltal when there's some sort of tzorech. It just doesn't have to be tzorech gufo or tzorech mekomo. The Ran writes, and daf
the Ika Manda Amar, the Nihisha Malachta Lahatra Mechamel Tzel Shari,
He says that there is an opinion that when it's no tzorach at all, it's going to be aser. And the raya is the gimel kelim nitalim b'shabbos, that in the days of Nechemiah ben Chakalia, because they were prutzen in Hilchos Shabbos, they were only matir to be metaltal these three kelim, which are most necessary to use. So it says afterwards, when people stop being so lenient with Hilchos Shabbos, they were matir more and more. And the Gemara explains that anything that's malachta l'hatir, whether it's tzorach gufo, tzorach mekomo, is mutter, but not mechamel itself. But then they were matir even mechamel itself. So says the Ran, from the fact that it doesn't say chazv v'tiru legamri, it only says chazv v'tiru mechamel itself, sounds like when there's no tzorach at all, it's going to be aser chutz mi gimel kelim alalu, except for these three kelim which are totally mutter. That's the Rashba Shita as well. So the Ran and the Rashba against the Rambam. The Rambam holds these three kelim are like every other klisha m'lachta l'hatir, that they're only mutter when there's some sort of tzorech. The Ran and the Rashba, that no, these three kelim and things that are like them, that are constantly used all the time and take on the status of food, are totally mutter. So the Rav Nissim Krelitz suggests that maybe you could explain as follows. In his Sefer Chut HaShani, in Perek Mem Tes, he suggests that maybe the Isra Tiltul Shlo Letzorech Einu Mishum Haktsa'as Ha'adam Miletaltalo. It's not the Isra of Tiltul Shlo Letzorech is not because this is something that has been set aside for non-use, like we normally think of Muktzah, something that I wasn't planning on using on Shabbos. Elu Isra Shechazal Asru Letaltal Kol Kli Kesheinu Letzorech. It's just a Chazal Asru using any Kli, with being metaltal any Kli when it's not Letzorech. Meaning, Chazal, if you look in the Rambam when he describes the beginning of Hilchos Muktzah in Parach of David of Hilchos Shabbos, where he describes the reason for Muktzah, so there are a few reasons that he offers, but part of the idea is that you shouldn't treat Shabbos like a weekday. That just everything you do on Shabbos should be somehow recognizably different than a weekday. In fact, he quotes the Chassam Sofer was Nisr the whole week long not to touch B'li Kavana, you know, without thinking about things, any kelim, so that he shouldn't come to get into the habit of just being touchy, of touching things on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, if there's no tzorech at all, you shouldn't be touching things. Question is, how do you define shalol tzorech? Right? What does it mean shalol tzorech? Like one of my children, for example, is very, I don't know what you call it. There are some people that just always need to be touching things. They always need to be, you know, if you need to feel everything, they need to, you know, they're always, I don't know if it's fidgety or whatever, there are people like this that always need to be. So is that called lo letzorech? It's like in order to calm themselves down, they always need to be touching things. So Nissim Krelitz suggests, and I think this is accepted by most poskim, is that a person like that, who always needs to be feeling and touching, and so something like that, so a person like that, that's enough of a tzorech. To keep them... What?
Piskechuvah is the same.
To keep a person sane, to keep his... But if it's something that's, if like for me, I don't always need to be touching things. Sometimes I'm, you know, not enjoying the conversation so much. So, you know, I'm just playing with the fork on the table or something like that. You know, just so that for me, lechora is lo letzorech klal. However, even if it's shalol letzorech klal, it could always be mitzarif that that's also one of the gimel kelim, meaning that the klei seuda, the forks and knives and things like that, are similar to the gimel kelim, which may have the status of food, which according to the shita of the Shar Rishonim, unlike the Rambam, is heter gomer, that will be completely mutter. So
does it seem like Sfarim also like that? Because the Yaakov said all those poskim who say that.
Yo, could Yosef is totally makel.
No, he's machmir about it.
Oh, he's more machmir. Yeah, like the Shita Sarambam of the Shulchan Aruch.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Tosos writes in Kuf Chav Gimel and Beis, Dibra Masa Muktzah and Shabbos, in Mesach Shabbos writes, that lo chashev el kelim delav mnei kibul. Meaning, when the Gemara gives those three examples, those are the three examples of kelim that are not b'nei kibul. But there is a lot of dafka those three kelim. Anything that's like those kelim that you're always mishtamish bem tadir. So plates and everything else would also be included. And that's what the Mishabura quotes as well in Sifkat and Chav Gimel. So l'chora begadim, Yimutl Tatl on Shabbos, even Shalol Litzorech at all, according to those Rishonim that say not like the Rambam, they allow to be Metaltel, Shalol Litzorech, right? Things like that, even though they do have a status of Kelim. Rav Karel is not sure, what about chairs? Is that included in the Gimel Kelim? Because you could use the chairs without by sitting on them where they are, without moving them at all. So is that would that be considered like the Gimel Kelim, which are always moved and always used? He discusses what about a watch. So he says a watch also is a kli shemalach lehater. They'd only be allowed to be metaltel when there's some sort of tzorach. So if the watch is broken, so the lechara it's not it doesn't have any sort of use unless it's very nice and it's something that you would wear as like a piece of jewelry or something like that. So this is the little known halach of a kli shemalach lehater. It seems that the overwhelming minhag is to be very makel about this issue, probably relying on the Shah Rishonim against the Rambam, that those three kelim and things like it are heter gamur, but in Shulchan Aruch, simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is kelim shel nachta lehater. When there's no tzorich whatsoever, a person should be careful not to be metalta. Okay.